Welcome to the Life of Faith North podcast, where you can access the latest sermon of the week and explore our archive of past messages. To access other resources or view live content, please visit us on YouTube at youtube.com/@Life of Faith North. We hope you will find this message encouraging and uplifting as you listen.
Tuesday group, Psalm 78 in the Passion Version. I will be in the Passion Version this whole entire time. So, Psalm 78, I'm reading 3 and 4, and then 6 through 12. We've heard true stories from our fathers about our rich heritage. We will continue to tell our children and not hide the raising generation, the great marvels of our God, his miracles and power that have brought us all this far. Perpetuity, God's ways will be passed down from one generation to the next, even to those not yet born. In this way, every generation will set its hope in God and not forget his wonderful works, but keep his commandments. By following his ways, they will break the past bondage of their fickle fathers who were stubborn, rebellious generation and whose spirits strayed from the eternal God. They refused to love him with all their hearts. Take, for example, the sons of Ephraim. They thought they were all equipped warriors, each with weapons. When the battle began, they retreated and ran far away in fear. They didn't really believe the promises of God. They refused to trust him and move forward in faith. They forgot his wonderful works and the miracles of the past. Even their exodus from Egypt, the epic miracle of his might. They forgot the glories of his power at the place of passing over. We're talking about remembering. This is one of our strength of soul, one of our on our list. There were six. Brad had sent out a YouTube playlist. It's very short. I actually looked at it. It's less than an hour, and it goes over all of them. It's the I am statements, I will, gratitude, giving, words, and God stories. And God stories and words are like my strong point. I remember things. And as I was listening to that message, it reminded me of a series that I listened to right when I got born again by Andrew Womack. It was called What to Do in a Crisis Situation, Christian Survival Kit. That's the series by Andrew Womack. So I had really messed up my life, done some terrible stuff, was just, you know, hateful and all these things. And then I get miraculously born again, like truly born again. And I start studying and listening to stuff. And one of the series I listened to was Christian Survival Kit. And it's very long. But what it is Andrew is showing us how the disciples were about to go through one of the worst crisis situations ever. I mean, the person you're following, the Son of God, is about to be crucified. That's pretty big deal. Like, we've been through some hard stuff. I've heard some stories. But I'm pretty sure that's one of the worst ones. You know, to see your Savior, to see somebody who's raised people from the dead, to, you know, all these things, and you've got this plan in your head, and he's about to be crucified. So John 14 through 17, I think, it's like, I love that spot. It's just Jesus teaching them. He knows they're about to go through something really hard, and so he's helping them. And so I say all that to say, it's not so much about crisis situation now, it's growth. We can still take these things and grow where we are. For me then, it helped me through a very hard crisis situation that I had brought on myself. But, so anyway, I'm going to go to John 14, 1. And we're just going to stay in John for a while. John 14, 1, it says, don't worry or surrender to your fear, for you've believed in God, now trust and believe in me. The King James Version, like, when I'm going through something, the King James Version comes to my head. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus was, because we've seen people, they believe in God, But believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. And so this is, Jesus is diving in and he's teaching him. So now I'm going to go to John 14:15 in the Passion Translation. And I'm going to read some of the footnotes in the Passion Translation because they're really, really good. Loving me empowers you to obey my commands. I will ask the Father and he will give you another Savior. The Passion Translation translated the Holy Spirit to Savior here. I'm going to read the footnote in the Passion Translation. It says the Greek word used here is parakletos. Did I say that right? The technical word that could be translated as defense attorney. It means one called to stand next to you as a helper. Various translations have rendered this as counselor, comforter, advocate, encourager, intercessor, or helper. However, none of these words alone are adequate and fall short in explaining the full meaning. This translation has chosen the word Savior, for it depicts the role of the Holy Spirit to protect, defend, and save us from ourself and our enemies and keep us whole and healed. He is the one who guides and defends, comforts and consoles. He keep in mind that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, our Savior. The Aramaic word parakleta is taken from two root words. The first one, para, to end, finish, or to save, and leta, which is the curse. So what a beautiful word picture. The Holy Spirit comes to end the work of the curse of sin in our lives and to save us from its every effect. Parakleta means a redeemer who ends the curse. I thought that was so good. So, because, you know, anyway. Okay, so the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me. He will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you know him intimately because he remains with you and will live inside you. I promise that I will never leave you helpless or abandon you as orphans. I will come back to you. Soon I will leave this world and they will see me no more, but you will see me because you will live again. Because I will live again and you will come alive too. So when that day comes, you will know that I am living in the Father and that you are one with me, for I will be living in you. Those who truly love me are those who obey my commands. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father, and I will passionately love him in return and will reveal myself to him. Then one of Jesus' disciples, Judas, not the one that betrayed him, said, Lord, why is it that you will only reveal your identity to us and not to everyone? Jesus replied, loving me empowers you to obey my word, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make you our dwelling place. But those who don't love me will not obey my words. The Father did not send me to speak my own revelation, but the words of my Father. I'm telling you this while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I've told you. That's the big point in why I read all the scripture. And I could actually keep going, but I'm not. It's the Holy Spirit, he said, will teach you all things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I have told you. So we're talking about remembering. And then I'm going to go to John 15:15. Jesus said, I have never called you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants, and servants don't always understand what the master is doing. But I call you my most intimate and cherished friends, for I reveal to you everything that I've heard from my Father. I'm just driving home these points about connection and the Holy Spirit's with us. We're his friend. He's talking to us. There's communion going on. These are things that Jesus wanted his disciples to know at one of the hardest points in their life. John 16:7. Here's the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the divine encourager will not be released to you. But after I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will expose sin and prove that the world is wrong about God's righteousness and his judgments. Sin because they refuse to believe in me or believe who I am. God's righteousness because I am going back to join the Father and you'll see me no longer. and judgment because the ruler of this dark world has already received his sentence. I'm going to read the footnote here because it was really good. It says, in essence, sin, righteousness, and judgment are related to three persons. Sin is related to Adam, for it was through Adam that sin entered into humanity. See Romans 5:12. Righteousness is related to Christ because it comes through him, and he has become our righteousness. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Judgment is related to Satan, for the pure works of Christ bring judgment to the works of Satan. If we do not embrace Christ's righteousness, we will share in Satan's judgment. There is so much more that I would like to say to you, but it is more than you can grasp at this moment. But when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak of his own, but only what he hears from the Father. And he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. He will glorify me on earth, for he will reveal from me, he will receive from me what is mine and reveal it to you. Okay. So I wanted to talk on those points about the Holy Spirit. What is some of the function of the Holy Spirit? He tells us things. He talks to us. He is the Spirit of God. Okay, I'm going to 1 Corinthians 3. Verse 11. And in the Passion Translation, this is really, really good. This is the spot at the end of this chapter where it says that we have the mind of Christ. But reading it in the Passion really just opens it up to me. After all, who can really see into a person's heart and know his hidden impulses except for that person's spirit? So it is with God. His thoughts and secrets are only fully understood by his Spirit, the Spirit of God. For we did not receive the spirit of this world system, but the Spirit of God, so that we might come to understand and experience all that grace has lavished upon us. And we articulate these realities with the words imparted to us by the Spirit and not with the words taught by human wisdom. We join together self-revealed truths with self-revealed words. The footnote says, we explain spiritual realities to spiritual people. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelations of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they are only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. Those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. For who has ever intimately known the mind of the Lord Yahweh well enough to become his counselor? Christ has, and we possess Christ's perceptions. We possess Christ's perceptions. We have the mind of Christ. So I read all of those because that's just what I really like, the main strong points of what I'm talking about. Like, we're connected to God's Spirit. And when Brad talked about last week, ask the Holy Spirit to bring you memories. The Holy Spirit will bring you memories. It can be frustrating because you may not start getting memories at first, but God's the one who does the work. He'll bring you what you need to know when you need to know it. He is faithful, and he'll bring it through reading a book, through other people, through watching a video. I mean, we've seen, you know, Kurt's watched TikToks and, you know, remembered memories. Or I've been laying in the bed and praying, like, I wish my granny was here so I could ask her things. And the Holy Spirit bring me back memories, and I'm like, whoa, that was God. My grandma's not here for me to ask those questions. But the Holy Spirit is. And so when we focus our mind on things, like Audra had brought up Mary's song. That was literally one of my things I was going to talk about. You know, she pondered them in her heart. She kept them. You know, Brad talking about the treasure. Some of these words you don't want to share with people because they are a treasure and you don't want people to mess it up. Because they can. They'll be like, I don't know about that. So, you know, have trusted friends.
Yes, very
You know, and if I want to talk to a friend about something and it's still, you know, precious to me and I haven't quite figured it out yet, I will even lead with that. I'll say, look, don't shoot it down. I'm still thinking on this and I think it's legit, but I want to share it with you. So don't shoot it down, because I think it, you know, it's funny. We all grow together. Audra grows, I grow. I grow, Tapa grows. Tapa grows, I grow, you know. And so being gracious towards each other with these things. You know, Audra could tell me something. I'm like, really? Hey, I'm with you. But, you know, I'm still like, I'm not there yet. But I'm not, I trust you. I trust Holy Spirit in you. I definitely don't want to ruin anything for you. So I'm excited with people, and that's how we should be to each other, is to not shoot down things so quickly. And if they're wrong, they will figure it out, trust me. We will figure those things out. It reminds me of this passage from Jude. It says, "But you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. Fasten your hearts to the love of God and receive the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us eternal life. Keep being compassionate to those who still have doubts and snatch others out of the fire to save them. Be merciful over and over to them, but always couple your mercy with the fear of God." The thing that stood out to me was we're telling stories. I love the stories of God. Like I've got, like I said, I got 5 pages. There's 2 pages of God stories. They're not all mine. When people tell me their God stories, that becomes mine if it's for me. Like, I've got a God story that Miss Penny shared years ago, and I still pull it out and tell people about it. You know? I believe it. So, you know, I hear people say, well, I can't remember scripture. I can't remember long passages, but you can remember stories. You can remember stories because we are very visual. And that's why these God stories are so important. And words are so important. You know, I have an example. Audra had a word for me last year about how I'm no longer a caterpillar. I'm a butterfly. And it seems silly, but I had struggled with, am I okay? Am I doing a good job? You know, I'm trying to do a great job here. And I guess myself. And Audra's like, you're okay. You are no longer that old person. You are now the butterfly. That was the word, okay? Well, Brad said, you know, write them down and stuff. I found this little stamp. Things like this, they're visual for me. So I put this on my planner, and every time I see it, I'm reminded I'm a butterfly. You know, what is the best self-help book? The one you actually use. So, you know, Brad said, put it on your phone, put it in your, you know, put it on paper, whatever works for you. I have found I'm visual, very visual. One time I had a word from Katie about, it was from Encanto, the sister, Luisa. You know, she said, I'm the strong one. I'm not nervous. You know the song? Well, that is so me. I try to be strong and all these things, and that word was so great. Well, like 2 weeks later, Abby drew me a pretty picture from a coloring book of Encanto of Luisa, and I have it put up on a poster board because I'm a visual person. Every time I see that picture, I'm like, I don't have to do all this. Jesus is my strength. He sustains me. And so if I were to ask some of you some of the words that you've been given, I'm pretty sure there's something visual in it because that's how we see. Many years ago, I had a word from a lady. It's probably the second year I got born again. She said, I just see this Grand Canyon, this huge Grand Canyon full of blessings. God is going to bless you so big, it's going to be the Grand Canyon full. And people are going to look at your life and say, why is God blessing her? And it's just because He loves you. Just because He loves you. I can literally quote that word. Almost, I don't know where it's at in my journals. I don't know exact date, but I remember that word because of the visual picture that I received with it. It was so big. And so these stories are very important because when I tell you my stories, they get put into a vault. You just don't realize it. And then the Holy Spirit's able to bring it to you. Just like Jesus said, back in John, he said that the Holy Spirit will bring into remembrance all these things. So, like, I encourage you to listen to other people's words. I mean, if you don't have words, just start listening to other people's words. The big thing is, I don't trust in the specific word for a person. One of the stories I have is Miss Penny's grandmother and grandfather. I may not tell it correctly, that's okay. The grandfather lost his job, like the whole company went down, and the grandmother could teach. Then they were not grandparents at this time. She could go and teach, but she would be taken away from her family. And the husband was like, no, I don't want you to do that. She's like, all right. Out of honoring her husband, she didn't go. They had this deep freeze in the basement. And it was full of food that they had, you know, saved over time or whatever. And I mean, it was a lengthy period. I really don't know the time, but I want to say it was like 2 years maybe. I don't know. That deep freeze never went out until right before he got the job. Like, they never went without. They just kept going to the deep freeze and taking out, going to the deep freeze and taking out. And so when I think of that word, I don't think God's going to keep my deep freeze necessarily staying at the level it's at. I know he is faithful.
Yes.
We trust in the faithfulness of God. People get stuck on promises sometimes. We should believe for promises. But from my experience, we get so stuck on how it's going to happen. But it's the faithfulness of God. When I hear people's stories, it shows me how differently he does it. You think about the blind man. Jesus spits on the mud and rubs it, puts it on his eyes, says, go wash in the water. He comes back healed. But another man, he just prays for him. And he's healed. Why? I don't know. That's just Jesus. That's God. He just does. But he's faithful. He heals him. And so these stories are really, really good to remember. They kindle our faith. Another story is Andrew Womack. This was back when he was really poor, and their car didn't have brakes. And so they're coming over this hill, and there's cows all in the field, all in the road. And they're like, oh my God, we're going to die. And so they start praying, and they close their eyes, and they open their eyes, and on the other side of the cows, like, they just teleported on the other side of the cows. Awesome testimony. I take that. And, you know, I pull it out when I'm afraid. I pull it out whenever I get to fearing driving, because I had an uncle that was killed in a car crash. And so I'm giving you real life examples how I overcome. I overcome by the word of his testimony. You know, the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I remember Andrew's testimony. Jesus protects me. I mean, of course, I'm paying attention. Get off the phone. You know? But he's with me. And he protects me. And he can do awesome stuff. Another one that I go to whenever I'm anxious or afraid. Andrew Womack was scheduled to speak somewhere and he had to fly. And he had this feeling that he just shouldn't go. And he was like, I don't know. I just feel like I shouldn't go. And so he follows the Holy Spirit and he calls him. He's like, I'm gonna have to cancel. And he said, at the time of him sharing, he said, to this day, those people are upset with me, but that plane crashed. So my point in the story is I'm led of the Holy Spirit. I do not have to be afraid. If God will tell Andrew Womack, just give him a feeling to not go, he's no respecter of persons. He will tell me. I don't know. It gets me excited. It's like, man, there's no fear.
Very good.
When the enemy, he comes to us, it's like he's just tempting us. Will you take this? And we say, no, I'm good. Thank you, Jesus, that you'll just give me a feeling to not do something or to go. There's tons of testimonies of people just feeling led to go. Like the treasure hunt. That's a great, you know, little bitty. I don't have to have an angel appear to me and say, go talk to so-and-so. Just go. I had a similar story. 1 year, Jordan and Abby were going to go to Clear Creek with an aunt of mine. And I was working. She was going to take them ahead of me. And I was just like, I just don't want them to go. Just wait and let me pick them up from daycare, and I'll come out there right after work. And she was like, she got upset with me because she didn't understand. I was like, I don't understand either. But I'm just telling you. And of course, we had to overcome, because I was learning how to evaluate the voice of God. But come to find out, I have the kids and I'm going to Clear Creek. She's broke down on the side of the road, and it's so hot. Y'all know how hot it gets here. And she's like, you know, it was Jesus that you said to keep them, because they would have been stuck in this really hot car for 3 hours. And there were babies, and babies don't do well in heat. And so was it a life or death situation? No. But it was just a crying baby hot situation that Jesus told me about. And he didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's just a leading. And I'm growing in knowing that there's no fear. So at that time, I was afraid when Jesus was talking to me, just because I was afraid of everything. Like, I was afraid all the time. And now I'm in a place where I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the devil.
Amen. Very good.
I mean, that's pretty awesome, y'all. I'm no longer afraid of the enemy.
Amen.
I'm more concerned about my choices. I'm just not afraid of the enemy. And, you know, perfect love casts out all fear. I love stories. It's my thing, because that's how you get to know somebody, is hearing stories. Like you were telling stories about your grandfather. I get to know your grandfather through your story. And so I hear all these stories and I'm like, yeah, that's God. That's Jesus. That's totally something Jesus would do. I mean, and I get to know him so well through reading these stories and hearing other people's stories that it strengthens my faith. And I'm very strong and settled in that he is faithful, that he is good. I don't have to know all the ways it's going to work out, because I truly trust him. I have some other stories. My mom kept having palpitations and stuff, having panic attacks, all the things. And I'm the person she calls, and I love her, and I want her to call me. But, she called me this one particular time. I was very tired. I was laying on the couch. I'm just listening. I'm like, yeah, yeah. I'm not praying. I'm not worrying about it. I'm just listening to her. And I just thought in my mind, maybe she should drink some water. And so after she tells me all the things, I said, well, maybe you should drink some water. You know, I don't know. Try that. You know, take a break, relax, drink some water. Well, the next day she calls me and she said, that was Jesus, because I drank water and my palpitations went away. And I looked on the internet, and apparently if you don't drink enough water, you can have a lot of palpitations. And it was so easy. It was me.
Yes.
But I make God big. And so, therefore, that goes into my vault. I make God big, and I put him, all those stories in my vault. It's funny how when we pray for people sometimes, they forget that God miraculously did stuff. They just, it just happened. For example, Tabitha, you know, we lost Molly. It was really, really hard. And then with Ellie, we knew why. There was an influx of fluid. And that's how the cord was able to get knotted. And then so when the fluid goes down, it gets tight. And so when Tabitha calls me and she's like, there's a lot of fluid. And I said, no, in the name of Jesus. And so we start praying and the fluid goes down. And we have Ellie. Praise God. But some people will be like, meh. Okay, guess what? That's in my vault. And so when another person comes to me, I'm ready. I've got faith. I've seen him do it. I think that's the thing. People want to push away faith for some reason. I don't have to understand. It goes back to that they were rebellious. Back here, remember when I read in Psalm 78? It's this rebellious thing. That's okay, because in Jude, remember when I read that, it said, be merciful to them over and over. Over and over, be merciful to them. And I will be honest, I struggle with, I try to encourage people, and sometimes they don't want to be encouraged. And I'm learning, it's okay. I'm going to be merciful. They'll come around. I can still be their friend. It's okay. So, but it is funny, though, when people really need you, they know who to call. Yes. They know the person that's always believing. They don't want to hear you sometimes, but that's okay. Be that person. There is a learning. You will learn, like I'm learning now, to just be friendly with people, and when they don't want to believe, I still love you. When you're ready, I'll be here to encourage you. Okay. So I'm just going to go through some of the things that, you know, Brad said, let the Holy Spirit show you who you are in the Bible. So one of the stories that stands out to me so big is the woman who comes to Jesus and says, will you heal my daughter? And he says, it's not fit for me to give bread to the dogs. And she says, well, even the dogs get the breadcrumbs that fall off the table. And he's like, I have not seen his greatest faith. And, you know, he's amazed, you know. I'm like, that's me. She pulled something that was not hers yet. It wasn't for, it was only for the Jewish people at that time. They had to reject Jesus, and then he could give it to everybody. It wasn't for the Gentiles. But she was like, no, I'm going to keep, it's that I believe in him, not how he will do it. You know, like, because if you think, how's he going to do it? Well, he can't do it because it's not even for you right now. No, how's he going to do it? I believe in him and his faithfulness and his goodness and his power and his strength. I don't have to know how. And so that's very encouraging. You don't get stopped up with the how. Don't worry about the how. Kind of like what Audrey was saying earlier. It's a little mosquito. You smack it away. We've already been given the victory. I always overcome. He's made me victorious. I always win. So I don't got to know how it's all going to work out. I need stories to go back to. I need friends who have stories, who when I call on them, they can pull them out of their vault. Do you see what I'm saying? Because like sometimes we get down. I'm not always up on a high, you know. And I call my friend. I'm like, man, I know it's going to be okay, but I need a little bit of encouragement today. And I call the friend who sings the song back to me. And so I highly encourage people to have friends. I'll be your friend. You can call me and I will encourage you. Even if I'm down, I promise you, I will encourage you. It is a problem almost. Like I can't help myself. It's a great problem to have. But I mean, even if I find that, even if I'm down, even if I'm having a hard day, man, when you call me with your problem, it shifts for me. I'm like, nope, I'm going to encourage that person. Because that's who I am. I'm the person. I'm Jesus in the story, you know. They're calling for something. Let's get it. I will believe for you for the things of the kingdom to come to this earth. I will be that person for you. Because that's just, I love it. Another story that stands out to me is, you know, when Jesus is coming, I don't know who it was, but they were saying, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, can anything good come out of Walker County? Am I right? Did they not say that? And I'm like, yes, something good is coming out of Walker County. Okay? That's what joy is, that joy that comes out of me. Like, yes, you just watch. A bunch of good stuff's about to come out of Walker County.
Yeah.
It's about to just start spilling over, and you don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
They're not going to know. Yes, it's going to overflow and push. Man, that's exciting. It just brings me joy. I'm like, yes, I am something good that's coming out of Walker County. Because he's made me this way. He's changing us. He's doing all these great things. Okay. And something Brad had said in that message was, or maybe it was the YouTube videos, I don't know where it comes from at this point. Remembering brings the blessing to my soul.
Yes, absolutely.
It's yours. You've got to remember it. And the Holy Spirit, thank God we're not doing this on our own. This is not a works thing. The Holy Spirit will bring these things to us. He'll bring it to you. He'll bring it to your friend. Me and Danielle, we're great friends, and we share some stories. And I'm with her. Like, she'll be talking to me, and I'm like, hey, remember that time? Or she'll do that to me, even my mom, who is growing. She'll remind me of stories, and I'm like, I forgot that one. I am surprised. I am truly surprised. Praise God. Even people who, you know, so that's why it's good to share them, like Brad was talking about, because my mom is growing by leaps and bounds. But if you know me and you know the relationship, it's been a long time coming. Yeah. And for her to encourage me or remind me of something, it's just amazing. So share your stories with people, the ones that are not fragile.
Yes.
Share the ones that are strong and growing with everyone you can.
Yes.
So Josh, you want to pull that picture up now, please? The first one? So Felicia, the Yorks, was sharing with me about how this man, and I'd heard this before done with rice, but he did it with water. And he spoke to water, and they looked at it under the microscope, and I can send these pictures or put them in the group or whatever. But the first picture, he is, let me pull up on my phone because it's a little bit clearer. You can see the picture, but I will pull up what it says. Okay. So the first little one, oh, can you go back to that one before, Josh? That first one on the top left, he's saying love and gratitude. The second one beside it, that's golden, it says, you disgust me. And the one, second one on the left, it says eternal. The second one on the right, he's saying peace. The bottom one on the left, he's saying evil. And the bottom one on the right, he's saying thank you. So he spoke to water. These are legit studies, not believers. And he has proven that water responds to our words, our feelings even, you know? Can you go to the next one, Josh? So this one right here. Now, this is a Buddhist prayer. This is not even a religious, like a Jesus prayer, okay? The water on the left, am I right? Okay. Left, the water on the left was water crystals before a Buddhist prayer at a Fuji dam. The one on the right is water crystals after a Buddhist prayer at a Fuji dam. This is just after a Buddhist prayer. Imagine what a Jesus prayer. See what I'm saying? All right, go to the next one. This is music. This one on the bottom left is, it's like Beethoven, like a Symphony 40, Mozart. And the one on the right is heavy metal, which I'm so sorry, because I do like some heavy metal sometimes. I like it in moderation, okay? You know, and then I gotta put it away. Yeah, there's sometimes, you know, it gets you pumped up. But I don't think it would probably be good to listen to it all the time. I'm sorry, friends. Very true. Very, like Flyleaf. I mean, this life coming out of that heavy metal. So, maybe, you know, anyway. So the whole point is, and there's more pictures, but they actually started putting water through a cycle. Like other people around the world are doing this, and they're doing what this man, he's a Japanese scientist named... I think it's a Emiko. Anyway. But they're doing what this man has done, and they're seeing the results of speaking. And so it just got me thinking about stories. You know, because you don't want to be the weirdo.
True.
I'm okay with being the weirdo. I'm getting really good at making weirdo look cool, I think. I'm just saying. I'm getting better at it. Tap the nose. I used to be really Jesus freak weird. I'm getting a lot better at making it cool. So, but anyway, you know, you don't want to be like the person always, maybe you don't, maybe you do. Like sharing the word and sharing the word. You want to be people's friend. And so a good way to do that is as you're in friendship with people, let the Holy Spirit remind you of stories and tell them these stories. And imagine what it does to them, because we're made up of like 70 or 73% water. 80% water. Okay. So speaking life, speaking peace, speaking hope, all the good things are chemically changing your friends.
Very good.
You're chemically changing our friends. And we don't have to be the weird, I'm going to try to not say that again. We don't have to be, because sometimes it does feel pushed, you know, but we can make it not that way through following the Holy Spirit. You know, that's why I love what Audra has been bringing to us about drawing pictures. It's, I mean, people get it. We're visual learners. And so that's why Jesus told all these stories, I feel, is a big part of it. Because you understand later, you're like, you know, I see Jesus in all kinds of things. You know, now learning about water, you know, the movie Elsa, Frozen, the second one where Olaf's like, did you know water has memory? Well, apparently, from the study, it really does. So, anyway, I see Jesus in all kinds of stuff now. So anyway, I made it to 12 o'clock. Yay. So anyway, the big things that I wanted to, you know, remembering brings the blessing to my soul. And sometimes I just have to talk it out. Sometimes I have to, you know, bring that story up to my kids as our family discipleship. Hey, I just want to talk about this story. Or as I'm talking to a friend, I find that though the story that the Holy Spirit's reminding me of to myself comes out in conversation with my friend. It just, the Holy Spirit is really, really good. He is the Spirit of God, and He knows how to lead us. And so praying that prayer of God, I'm connected with you. I have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
You got all these stories in your vault. Bring them to me. Bring me the stories that I need to know. Bring me the stories I need to know for another person. There are stories I hear sometimes that I'm like, that's great. I don't think it's necessarily for me right now. But I take it, it's good, and I can bring it out to someone else who needs it. Stories are really, really good because I understand that we can't remember massive amounts of scripture sometimes. I remember when you start exercising the muscle, you get better.
Very good.
It's just like praise and worship. You know, I'm growing in prayer. Not there. I'm making it. Audra knows that, and she's gracious to me. Memory, though, I'm like, yes, Kurt is growing in memory. So I'm gracious to Kurt. But as we exercise remembering, we get better and better and better. You know, that's like I'm talking about these words that I have for myself. I got another one, Tarzan. One time I had a word that I was like Tarzan, swinging through the trees, like over all these obstacles, like it's nothing. And I'm like, man, Tarzan. Now if I see Tarzan, I go back to that word. I got a word recently, and it is still in the baby infancy stage, so I'll only share part of it. But basically, it was saying that I've had all this trouble all my life. Trouble, trouble, trouble. But the game of trouble is over. And so I'm like, I go back to this. This is me growing at a whole nother level. There's no more crisis situation going on. I'm growing for others. I'm growing for generations to come.
Yes.
I'm growing for everyone to grow, not just to get out of my stinking situation, because that's over now.
Yeah.
You know? That growth, you get stronger and stronger. Like I said,
yes.
No more, I'm no longer afraid of the devil. Can you? How many people are not afraid of the devil? It's a legit thing. I know. I was there.
And I used to be terrified.
I used to be terrified, scared he was going to mess with my friends and my family. And this is how the enemy comes to me now. Late, when I'm laying in the bed at night, I'll think of something like, I'll be honest, like Lila running out into the road because she's crazy. And I'll stop and I say, nope, I'll pass. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to take the bait. Jesus, what do you want me to think on? And I go to the memory vault, or I'll think on something, whatever Jesus is leading me to, and that is growth. I don't bite the bait. That's the only thing that I need to be aware of with the enemy right now in this very moment, is that he wants me to grab bait of fear, worry, regret, condemnation, don't take the bait. You just say, I'll pass. And ask Holy Spirit, what should I be thinking on? Okay, I think that's good. That was good.
Thank you for listening to our Life of Faith North podcast. If you would like to partner with us by giving, please visit our Cash App page. This can be found at cash.app/$LOFNorth. We hope this message was encouraging to you today. Thanks again for listening, and have a blessed day.